not be talking about.
But don't straddle your poodle. Well, I guess a little tail goes a long ways. Hello, people with dreads and people listening to this podcast that are dead. And poor souls in bed. Wake up, America! Hello, pimps, chimps, scamps, and tramps. Folks charged up with high voltage amps and penises tied up with clamps and vag heads getting turned on and lesbos licking stamps. Hello to the incapable and the inflatable. Hello, fucks. I mean, sorry, Freudian slip. I mean, folks, you know, it's according to my Mickey that doesn't work. It's 11 a.m., I believe. And welcome, ladies and germs. Ladies and gentilia, my horn doesn't work. Oh, boy. Hello, Hicks and Dicks. Welcome, everybody, to Chickster's Nest. I'm coming to you live from right here, coming out of my lap, out of my head, but from the lavish Skid Row Studios and what's left of the demolished downtown section. I'm only pulling your monkey. I'm pulling your chain. I'm pulling my membrane. I'm insane. I'm insane in the membrane. How many times I can't take this. Get the white coats already. Do something. Ah, Skid Row Studios, built with integrity, saliva, spit and gum, cock balls, cardboard boxes. All you really need is just a shopping cart, two-buck chug, a torn bedspread, soda pop bottles, Windex bottles, beer cans, hangers, a pillow sham, goose feathers. You need some newspaper, and you need a lot of rags, and then you're all set. Hello to the Memphis, Tennessee Crotch Club. Hello to the Vagina Snatch Club. Hello to the good, the bad, and the plain effing ugly. Hello to the Venice Beach Famous Anus Chip Club. Hello to the Brass Ball Society in Pismo Beach. The San Francisco Chinatown Chicken Choking Club. The Crooked Penis and Dice Club in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Shaveless Pussy Club in Palm Springs. The Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York. How you doing out there? The Ass Kissing Club in Syracuse, New York. Hello to the Leaky Rubber Club in North Hollywood. The Arizona Snatch Club. The Torrance, California Waldo Dildo Club. The Reseda Hairline Club. The Jacksonville Bubby Doo Club. The West Virginia Fart Breathers. The Minnesota Cock and Ball Club. Hello to the people at Fort Dix with their new measuring club. And the Tijuana Backass Jackass Club. And the Eat Gina Clubs in Ensenada, including the Frijoli Club. The Seattle Virgin Club. The Malibu Blowtorch Club. Hello to Hell's Angels and Menstrual Cyclists. The Riding Club. The Mustang Sally Club. Leaping Lizards, Frogs, and Figs. This is just Dixter's Nest, and I'm flipping your wig. You know, I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. Help, 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 help. I need a fish run or something. Somebody out there gotta help me. On today's show, folks, whatever, we will talk about love and marriage, a wonderful institution, something that the Chickster is familiar with. An asylum? Are you kidding me? Yes, on behalf of Chickster's Nest, the insane in the membrane, it's time for condom random advice. Don't be a sleaze. Protect yourself from disease. Cover your stump before you hump. Before you attack her, wrap your whacker. Don't be silly. Protect your willy. Don't be a loser. Cover your boner. If you're not going to sack it, go home and whack it. It'll be sweeter if you wrap your peter. She won't go sick if you wrap your dick. If you don't go into heat, package your meat. While undressing Venus, dress up your penis. When you take off your pants and blouse, suit up your mouse. Don't be a fool, vulcanize your tool. Wrap it in foil before you check her oil. Marriage means commitment. Of course, so does insanity. Mistress, something between a mister and a mattress. My wife ran off with my best friend last week. Gosh, I miss him. My wife's cooking is so bad that we have to pray after we eat. Some mornings I wake up grouchy, and some mornings I just let her sleep. Shotgun wedding, a case of wife or death. Thanks, preacher, for allowing me to have 16 wives. Four richer, four poorer, four better, four worse. The honeymoon is over when the husband calls home to say he'll be late for dinner, and the answering machine says, it is in the microwave. The three stages of sex and marriage are triweekly. They say that when a man holds a woman's hand before marriage, it's over. After marriage, it's self-defense. When a man opens his car door for his wife, you can be sure of one thing. Either the car is new or the wife. Why did a polygamist cross the aisle to get to the other bride? Wife says, honey, I had enough of worse. Let's try better for a while. and I think about it, and I say I love you. Now, why do I love you? I'm insane in the membrane. I'm crazy. I'm nuts. Will you shut up? Shut up. You're driving me crazy. But I'm already crazy. Okay.
I love you.
And why do you love me? Why should there be two?
Oh, happy as we. Can you see the why or wherefore?
And baby, I should be the one you care for. Oh, I'm a lucky boy.
I'm lucky too.
And all our dreams of joy,
they seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love me.
Baby, that's why I love you.
Lucky boy.
Yeah, you're lucky too. All our dreams of joy
seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love me.
Love you, love you, love you, love you. Maybe that's why I love you.
Maybe that's why I love you.
Maybe that's why I love you. That's Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, and this is The Chickster. You're listening to Chickster's Nest on SkidRowStudios.com. Give The Chickster a call if you get a chance. 1-800-893-9562. That's 1-800-893-9562. Chickster's Nest. Animal wacky superstitions. A strange dog follows you is good luck. A dog howling is a sure sign of death. If a rooster crows near the door with his face towards it, it is a sure prediction of the arrival of a stranger. Good luck will attend anyone upon whose face comes into a spider that falls from the ceiling. If a cat sneezes, it's a sign of rain. If a cat sneezes three times, a cold will run through the family. Living pigeons cut in half and applied to the feet of a man in fever will definitely cure him. To cure illness in a family, wash the patient and throw the water on a cat. Then drive the cat out of the doors and it will take the illness with it. If blind people are kind to ravens, they will learn how to regain their sight. If you find a hairy caterpillar, you should throw it over your shoulder for good luck. If the rooster crows at midnight, the angel of death is passing over the house. If a man should kill a glowworm, it will endanger his love affair and may cause the death of his beloved. Freezing to death. Oh, it's cold in here. Come on, somebody shut off the air conditioner. No, I'm kidding. I'm not cold. I'm just a very cold person at heart. You know, I mean it. No, I'm kidding. Seriously. Two men waiting at the pearly gates strike up a conversation. How did you die? The first man asked the second. I froze to death, said the second. That's awful, says the first man. How does it feel to freeze to death? Well, for one thing, it's very uncomfortable at first, said the second man. You get the shakes and you get pains in all of your fingers and you toss and turn, but eventually it's a very calm way to go. You get numb while you're kind of drifting and it's as if you're sleeping. How about you? How did you die? Well, I had a heart attack, said the first man. You see, my wife was cheating on me, so one day I showed up at home unexpectedly. I ran up to the bedroom and found her alone knitting. I ran down to the basement, but no one was hiding there either. I ran up to the second floor, but nobody was hiding there either. I ran as fast as I could up to the attic, but just as I got there, unfortunately, I had a massive heart attack and died. The second man shakes his head. That's so ironic, he says. What do you mean? Asked the first man. If you had only stopped to look in the freezer, we'd both still be alive. Anyway, time for Insane in the Membrane, international law. You know, in England, it's illegal to name your pet queen or princess without the queen's permission. Makes sense. In London, England, it's illegal to operate a motor vehicle while sitting in the back seat. If a man is wearing a hat in Cheshire, England, the law requires him to raise it when a funeral goes by. In Athens, Greece, driving on public roads, while unbathed or poorly dressed can cost you your driver's license. In Canada, a debt is higher than 25 cents. It is against the law for you to pay with pennies. In Vancouver, British Columbia, the speed limit for tricycles is 10 miles per hour. Well, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, in some countries like Italy, in the Riabiba prison, the prisoners have to wear a ball and chain attached to their feet and pretend to the warden that they're very, very happy.
Cosa leggerai con che libro affascini il tuo cuore? E se ti perderai nel labirinto di un amaro autore?
Ma i tuoi piedi, tap, 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 tap. Ma i tuoi piedi, tap, 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 tap. Oh, happy feet, da-da-da, happy feet, da-da-da, happy feet.
Probabilmente a me tuo schiavo d'amore. Ti divertirai, che traguardi vuoi farmi trovare? a me ti può andare, ne discuterai con qualcuno che ne sa parlare. Ma i tuoi piedi, tap tap tarata, ma i tuoi piedi, tap tap tarata.
Yes, Happy Feet. That was Paolo Conte. Yes, Happy Feet. You know what they say about big feet? You usually have a big ding-dong. But I don't believe that that's true. It's just Happy Feet. I mean, have a happy birthday. Have a happy smile. Put a smile on your tush. Be happy with yourself. It's not just being happy about wealth, folks. You have to be happy about your health. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody out there in Radioland, it's time for the Mixed Up Crazy Classified Ads. You happen to go to the bathroom somewheres out there in the boonies, and you're on the potty, and you're bored out of your mind, but suddenly you look on the ground, and what do you find? A newspaper! Yes! Yes, you can't wait to open it up, but ugh. There's nothing there. Just a bunch of ads and the classified section. But you have no choice. You feel, what the heck? I might as well read this. For sale, an antique desk suitable for lady with thick legs and large drawers. Great Dames for sale. Four poster bed, 101 years old, perfect for antique lover. Pitbull for sale, owner deceased. Looking for hanging cage for my daughter. Must have exercise wheel. Unmarried girls to pick up fresh fruit and produce at night. Girl wanted to assist magician in curing off head illusion. Salary in Blue Cross. Preparer of food. Must be dependable, like the food business, and be willing to get hands dirty. Man wanted to work in dynamite factory, must be willing to travel. Hard-working, experienced farm woman, household and field work, know how to cook, but must own a tractor. Here's a photo of a tractor. Hair cutter, excellent growth potential. Miscellaneous, lost beagle, partly blind, hard of hearing. Castrated. Answers to the name of Lucky. Free. Three kittens. Siamese coloring. Will do yard work to a lovely, lovely home. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the classified. Now, don't forget, folks, coming up in a little while, and I don't mean coming up where you have to throw up or choke the chicken. Coming up is the last minute, last of the second news with the one and only Claustrophobia. And right after that, don't run to the bathroom. I know shit sticks. But right after the news, you will be listening, folks, to the lovely and talented Una Moon with astrological words of wisdom, some poetry, and Una will even try to hit a few bars. I don't mean in Hollywood, folks. I mean, you know, she'll try to sing a few tunes. So, ladies and germs, it's time right now to open up a can of worms. Hello, hello, ladies and dildo head brains. Welcome to Up to the Minute Last Second News. This, my chums, is Claustrophobia, your news correspondent. And just like the pizza man, I'm bringing this shit to you. Tips are accepted. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never even made a peep, and the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep, and I wish to hell Harpo would speak, and in the ring Muhammad Ali didn't even weep, and Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep, and on the freeways... the traffic creeps, and the Angelinos, cut out that crap, the Angelinos, beep, bunch of honkies, flash, this just in, Clovis, California, ABC Markets Union head official for the Teamsters, Billy Schlepper, said if the strike isn't settled quickly, it must last a while. Tarrytown, New York, local high school dropouts cut in half. Boise, Idaho, crack found on governor's daughter. Ramona, California, 17 remain dead in morgue shooting spree. Manchester, England news, police reveal that a woman arrested for shoplifting had a whole salami hidden in her knickers. When asked why she did this, she said it was because she was missing her Italian boyfriend, Giovanni. Tuscany, Italy, prostitutes appeal to Pope. Tulsa, Oklahoma, miners refuse to work after death. Iraq, head seeks arms. Fazim Blurshamu said he has plenty of heads, feet, and skulls, but he has no arms. And that's all there is to it. This is Claustrophobia, beating the bushes, signing off, saying so long, good morning, how you doing, good afternoon, goodbye, good day, so long, goodbye, good riddance, I'll see you some other day. Hello, everybody. You know, it's me again. I'm kind of, you know, tickled pink. How y'all doing? Hello, folks. Yes, it's me. You know who I am. I'm just feather dusting, and my name is Libra Raunchy. Oh, that's okay. You can call me Cucaracha. You know, I'm just dusting off my phallic pinata. Yes, I've had it a long time, and it means quite a bit to me. Yes, I'm your host. I love you the most. I got you, didn't I? I got you. You know, people, I really love spring cleaning. I love Mr. McLean. And Mr. McLean, they say bald is better, don't you? Don't you know that? He was in The King and I. I'll never forget that. Some enchanted evening, you will love a stranger. I love that movie. Yeah. Oh, could I say shit? I spilled Starbucks on my pants. Oh, I guess I'm just waiting for something to pop up. You know, folks, life is beautiful. It's a beautiful institution where the chickster should be. Insane in the membrane. Spring cleaning reminds me of pollination, birds and bees, the wonderful trees. And of course, that great institution that is Saint Asylum of Love and Marriage. Well, everybody, it's time to say so long. I have to get out of here. I have to catch a plane because I'm going to Indiana. The heck with the piano. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.
Astrological forecaster on behalf of the Chickster's Nest podcast here live at SkidRowStudios.com in Los Angeles, California. You'll have to excuse my voice today, especially my singing voice. I'm just getting over laryngitis, but I missed being here last week and I'm very happy to be back. Today's horoscope for all you Aries. If it's your birthday, April 14th, 2012, your creative powers will be as strong as your more analytical assets, which is the right combination for making excellent decisions. Your lucky numbers are 2, 3, 9, 30, and 17. For all other Aries, your energy is vibrant and exciting. Even though it is also ancient wisdom that stretches back through the ages. Now, I would like to share some adorable words about moods. From the book, Today I Feel Silly by Jamie Lee Curtis. Today I feel silly. Mom says it's the heat. I put rouge on the cat and gloves on my feet. I ate noodles for breakfast and pancakes at night. I dressed like a star and was quite a sight. Today I am angry. You'd better stay clear. My face is all pinched and red ear to ear. Today I am cranky, so nothing seems right. I have diarrhea and broke my new kite. Today I am happy. I'm walking on air. I learned how to knit and to French braid my hair. I did my first solo in hip-hop and jazz. This day's been so great, I am full of pizzazz. I'd rather feel silly, excited or glad, than cranky or grumpy, discouraged or sad. But moods are just something that happen each day. Whatever I'm feeling inside is okay. How do you feel today? Remember, your mood is good. And if you want to send a special card or letter to someone, don't forget the zip code. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. Now remember, he's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. He's insane in the membrane. Back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I can't take this. I can't. Help. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. You got that right. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. Help. Oh. Let me catch my breath.
Oh, hello once again, folks. You know, this is Libra Ranchi. I'm still waiting at the airport here. I'm just chewing up time and chewing up my thong. I sure miss my piano. I don't know what I'm going to do. They wouldn't take my piano. So I'm looking forward to go to Indiana.
The Clico Club Eskimos are on the air. Winnebago's plant full of beverages for your local grocery. And to start the show off tonight, here's that sensational hit, Back Home in Indiana.
Back home again, in Indiana, in the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the water, then I long for my Indiana home.
Authentic Hawaiian music of Sam Weisskopf and his romantic islanders.
And that sensational hit, Back Home Again in Indiana. Samovar Tea Cossacks, and that sensational hit, Back Home Again in Indiana.
Cheerios, it's your in Indiana. Rosnitsyo, Sergei, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy. Prosnis noyich gazes riedits on that wobe. Prosnis
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Chickster's Nest, and you know who I am? I don't even know myself who I am. I need a shrink. I am the Chickster. Yes, you're listening to Chickster's Nest, SkidRowStudios.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Wacky Strange Wedding. Puster Dickel of Memphis, Tennessee, and Vaginal Walls of Albany, New York, got married last night at the luxurious Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. The wedding itself was very unusual. The wedding ceremony was performed by the famous gynecologist Buster Hymond. Puster and Vaginal had tears in their eyes when they both hesitated and looked at each other and said, "I do, I do, I do." The procedure followed, and Puster had ordered Buster Hyman to insert a stunning platinum 18-carat ring through both lips of Vaginal's vagina with a master lock padlock. And in turn, Vaginal placed a large gold ring around the shaft of Puster's penis. The wedding guests all had mouths wide open. They were now married, and everybody seemed to be happy and yelled, "You did it! You did it! You did it!" The wedding reception was quite different. All the food was shaped like phallic-like symbols. Like, for instance, a vagina was carved out of chopped liver with blackened sauerkraut to resemble that of pubic hair. A huge, gigantic salami came crashing down from the ceiling with two tremendous mozzarella cheese balls attached. Champagne was flowing out of phallic-shaped glass bottles. Knockwurst weenies and goat balls were being pushed into large buns. And I don't mean the fat Greek chef had anything to do with it. He would always bend over whether he had Vaseline or not. Yes, marweenies were served instead of martinis. And there was all kinds of desserts. There was chocolate and white chocolate statues with custard penises and coconut-shaped vaginas. There was iced melon and fur pie, and balls were served all over the ceiling and all around the place. Hundreds of inflated helium prophylactics fell from the ceiling instead of balloons. Everybody was happy. Everybody ate too much. Some of the men even choked the chicken. They were having a good time. And some of the women oodled themselves with noodles. And they were very happy. Then the bride and groom hugged and kissed everybody and waved goodbye, and off they went. They were heading on a honeymoon. Of course, that was vaginal and puster. The bride vaginal was to have a sex change. What do you call a female sex change? An addictomy. Yes, they were happily married, and vaginal decided, she decided to change her name to William Tell.
A beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebum. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetlebum. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetlebum. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebum. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault Battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetlebum. Around the turn, heading for home, it's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear. And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Hello, once again, this is Una Moon, back with some interesting astrological predictions. Welcome to the last leg of the current lunar cycle. Saturday is a one-star day. Sunday is a two-star day with a lengthy void of course period. It's a safe bet that you'll benefit from some exercise, meditation, or other self-care activities to raise your vibration. Saturday, April 14th, keep a pad of paper and pen by your bedside to catch brilliant dreams when the moon sextiles Uranus at 1:07 a.m. Money, love, and beauty concerns will all be of great interest when the moon trines Venus at 8:10 a.m. Remember, look good for less, keep your shopping budget minded, and don't overdo when the moon squares Jupiter at 9:10 p.m. Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around. Just what makes that little ant think? Think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. Hope so. Anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Whoops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Okay, now I would like to share part of a Shel Silverstein poem, A Boy Named Sue. Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and a bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from a lot of folks. It seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle, and I'd get red. Some guy would laugh, and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick, and I grew up mean. My fists got hard and my wits got keen. Roam from town to town to hide my shame. But I made a vow to the moon and the stars. I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. But it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I had just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon in a street of mud, and at a table dealing studs at the dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had, and I knew the scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him, and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? But remember, love and marriage can both be extremely wonderful. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane.
I'm insane in the membrane.
Chickster's insane.
I'm insane.
Here is the chickster.
I am the chickster. I am the chickster. Oh,
what do you call a hairy sandal? A Merkenstock. Not so funny, huh? Okay. Say, kids, what time is it? It's time for Mary. Mary had a little watch. She swallowed it one day. She took a dose of castor oil to pass the time away. The oil did not work. The time did not pass. So if you want to know what time it is, you'll have to look up Mary's ass.
I'm insane in the membrane. Yes, I'm insane in the membrane.
What do you call a smart blonde? A golden retriever. What do attorneys use for birth control? Their personalities. Why is it so hard for women to find men that are so sensitive, caring, and good looking? Because those men already have boyfriends. Where does an Irish family go on vacation? To a different bar. Why do men want to marry virgins? They can't stand criticism. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in today to Chickster's Nest. I hope you'll tune in next Saturday. We'll have a great show then, too. I want to thank Laramie, Jeremy, and Sonia, our chief engineers. And I want to thank April Hava-Shankman, Adam Shankman, and Jeremy Whittem for their support. I want to thank Una Moon. Can't do it without Una. This is Chickster. You're listening to Chickster's Nest. I'm signing off. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the week. I love you. I love you. I love you. And just remember, the Chickster is insane in the membrane.